بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والشكر لله سبحانه وتعالى. We have recited until the end of the 23rd juz of the Holy Quran. In this juz, I actually had in mind that I'm going to do some other part. One of the eye-catching stories of this juz is the story of Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. But one of the other brothers reminded me today and said that I said that when we get to Surah Yasin, and we will be explaining the next stage of what happens after a person passed away. So, one day does actually come. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, when it is said to them, أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ, abstain from that which Allah Rabbul Izzat has given you. To step to them, then friends, our rizq, our sustenance isn't dependent on what we have or what we do or how capable we are. In this day and age, we are heading towards a time where many of the unemployed people are people with qualifications. People with qualifications in our country, in many other countries. There are so many qualified people, but there is no work for them. So at the end of the day, rizq and sustenance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that which Allah has given us, from that we need to spend. We need to spend in the path of Allah. قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The disbelievers say to those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the rate of the believers is the always spend in the path of Allah. The disbelievers say, أَنُطَعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطَعَمَهُ. Must we feed those people whom, if Allah wanted to, He could have fed them Himself? فَلْأَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah says, you are nothing more than clearly lost. In a clear state of loss. وَيَقُولُونَ, and they say, مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ, when is this last day going to come? In this day and age, how many people are actually saying that? You make dua to somebody up in the heavens, what is going to happen in the face of the earth? We've heard the sentiment so much, and it's becoming more and more and more. So they said, وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدِ, when is this going to happen? إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are speaking the truth. ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة. Allah says that they will not see it coming, but it will be one extremely loud sound. تأخذهم, it's going to catch them, وهم يخصمون, while they are still arguing and talking a lot. It is mentioned in a hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that when Allah Rabbul Izzat created the heavens and the earth, when Allah created the entire system, Allah Rabbul Izzat created the trumpet, the sur. It is called sur in Arabic. Fad, waw, and ra. Allah created the sur. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions, he asked, O Nabi of Allah, what is the sur? Nabi alayhi salam said to him, it is the trumpet. So he asked, what is the size, what is special about the trumpet? Nabi alayhi salam mentioned to him that the mouth of the trumpet, the mouthpiece of the trumpet is from the earth until the first heaven. From the earth until the first heaven, that is the size of the mouthpiece of the trumpet. Allah knows best how big is the ending part of it. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that when Allah created the entire system, and Allah created Israfil alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah told him that, O Israfil, this is your job, you will blow the trumpet. It is mentioned, Nabi alayhi salam said that since the day he was created, his gaze has been fixed on the arsh of Allah, that when Allah is going to give him any indication that he must blow it, he will blow it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the trumpet for the first time when it is blown, it is going to be a continuously long blow. It is a long sound that is going to come from the sky. And it is such a sound that is going to bring everybody into panic. It is such a sound that is going to cause the mountains to fly. It is such a sound that is going to make the sea go upside down. And it is going to make waves come onto dry land, big, huge waves. And the earth will be shaking from every different piece of it. Every different part of the earth will be shaking when the trumpet is blown. And then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ties it up with those ayat which we recited the other night. Ya ayyuhal nasu attaqu rabbakum. O you who believe, fear Allah. O mankind, fear Allah. Inna zalzalata as-sa'ati shay'un 'azeem. That the shaking before Qiyamah is something which is very severe. Remember we explained it. So the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam mentions that this is the time when it is going to actually happen. When the ground is going to be shaking like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this is the day when every pregnant woman will let go her child. Every breastfeeding mother will leave her child behind. Every young will become old. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. You see people running around like they are drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. But they are not drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Allah is going to be this severe. And yet it will be no punishment besides the blowing of the trumpet. And when that space has finished, that part of it has finished, Allah Rabbul Izzat will again instruct Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam, blow it again. And that is the time when everything will die. Every soul, not people who are alive will die. People who are dead in their graves and their souls are still alive, they will also die at that time. It is mentioned that the only people, the only souls that will not die at that time will be those who have given their lives for the deen of Allah. Why? Because their ruh, arwah is mu'allakun bil arsh. It is holding on to the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Respected Allah and friends, but a point comes where that will also come to an end. Their souls will also die. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carries on to say, where Nabi alayhi salam says, at that time everything, every soul, every angel, every jinn, every man, everything will be dead. With the accepting of the angel of death himself, he will then come to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah will ask him in a condition that Allah Rabbul Izzat knows everything. That who is still alive? And he will say, Allah, Jibreel is alive, Mikael is alive. Those who are holding up your arsh, they are alive. And I am alive. And O Allah, you who will never die, Antal Hayy Alladhi La Tamut. O Allah, you are that loving being who will never ever die. You are there. Allah Rabbul Izzat will instruct him now take the life of Jibreel and Mikael. It is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam that the arsh of Allah will start to speak. And it will say, Allah, Jibreel and Mikael, how can you take their lives? And Allah will tell the arsh, uskut, be quiet. Because I have taken a qasam that a time will come when nothing will live beside me. And the angel of death will come back and he will say, oh Allah, Jibreel is also dead and likewise is Mikael. Then Allah will ask him again, who is left? And he will say, oh Allah, the Hamilin Arsh, those angels that is keeping up your arsh, they are alive and I am alive. And oh Allah, Antal Hayy, you are the loving Alladhi La Tamut, who will never ever die. Oh Allah, it is only us. Allah will say, now take the life of the angels for upholding the arsh. Then those angels' life will be taken. And Allah will instruct whatever duty was given to that angel, the arsh will carry it out itself. Then the angel comes back again and he says, Allah will say to him again, who is left? And he will say, oh Allah, I am left. وَأَنْتَ الْحَيِّ أَلَّذِي لَا تَمُوتْ. And you are the loving who will never die. And Allah will then tell him, Mut, now you die. فَيَمُوتْ. And he will die. Respected elders and friends, it is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam that at that point in time everything will be destroyed, flattened, there will be nothing. There will be absolutely nothing. And that is the time where few things will take place. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ. That day when Allah Rabbul Izzat will create another earth besides this earth. وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ and different skies. And in another verse it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make such an earth which has no defect, and there will be no mountains, no scenery, no nothing in front of it, just flat ground that will move nowhere, that will be perfect in its creation. And that time when everything is gone and there is nothing, that is when Allah Rabbul Izzat will ask, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Who is the king today? Who is the king today? There will be no angel, there will be no jinn, there will be no man, there will be nothing to give an answer to that. In the Quran it is mentioned, Allah Rabbul Izzat will hold, He will wrap up the sky like how you wrap up a piece of paper. And Allah will hold it in His right hand and He will ask, who is the king today? And then there is nobody to give an answer, Allah will give it Himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. That it is for Allah alone who is the most powerful. Respected elders and friends, it is then mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then cause water to descend from the bottom of His arsh. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat will instruct the clouds to rain and it will rain. And it is mentioned that it will rain for 40 days continuous until the water is 60 cubits length high. From that rain, Allah Rabbul Izzat will bring back every human body again. Everybody will be brought back. Everybody, every human will be created in the condition that he had left this world. You had a beard, you get up with what now? You have this, you will get up like that. You have that, you get up like that. A person who was martyred in the path of Allah will get up with his blood flowing from his body. A person who was killed will get up with his head in his hands. Will be brought back. By that point, everybody will be recreated again. Right? But there will be no soul in anybody. It will just be human bodies all over the top. And it is mentioned, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start to call back to life everybody whom Allah Rabbul Izzat wants. First it will be, I can't remember who will be the first one. But from amongst the first will be Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and Mikael. And then after that will be the angel that is to blow the trumpet, Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. And giving an amount, but the order is not exactly 100%, I have to go back and recheck it again. Right? And the Hamilin Arsh will be brought back to life. And likewise, other Malaika will be brought back to life. And then it is mentioned Allah Rabbul Izzat will then will give the souls of the humans a shake. And Allah Rabbul Izzat will then give all the souls to the angel who is to blow the trumpet. And they will all, our souls, each and every one will be placed back into the trumpet. And Allah Rabbul Izzat will instruct him blow. And when he blows, the souls will be everywhere. Then Allah Rabbul Izzat will instruct his souls, go back to where you had come from. And the souls will then go back into the bodies where they had come from. It will go back into the bodies where they had come from. There is another riwayah which we have heard. An announcer will then announce, أَيَّتُهَا الْعِظَامُ الْبَادِيَةِ, all that bones that have become brittle. وَالْأَوْصَالُ الْمُتَفَرِّقَةِ, and all that joints that had parted from one another. وَالْفُحُومُ الْمُتَمَزِّغَةِ, and all that meat that has disintegrated. قُمُوا إِلَىٰ عَرْضِ الرَّحْمَانِ, now get up and come to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ تَنْشَقُّ عَنْهُ الْأَرْضِ, I am the first one for whom the earth will open up and I will be allowed to get up. It is one of the qualities of Nabi alayhi salam, that he will be the first to get up on the Qiyamah. That is when it comes, وَنُفِقَ فِي الصُّورِ, when the trumpet will be blown, فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ, they will come up from their resting places in such a way as if though they are sliding towards Allah, like a lot of things sliding down a mountain. قَالُوا, they will say, يَا وَيْلَنَا, oh our destruction, مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, who brought us back from our resting places. When the souls were dead, everything rested, nobody had any punishment. Who has brought us back from our resting places? هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ, this is the promise of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, and the messengers have spoken the truth. إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً, it is only one scream. فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ, and suddenly it will be all of them. لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ, all of them will be assembled in front of us. The hadith still carries on, but there are many who are looking for me with red eyes. Inshallah, and then. Inshallah, and then. Inshallah, and then. Inshallah, and then.